Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Generally, when people think about California, they think about cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco. But the great thing about a state that's so large in size is that there are so many hidden gems that are great for living, vacationing, or just day tripping. Take Ojai, California, for example. Most people outside of Southern California have probably never heard of Ojai, but that doesn't mean they don't have a rich paranormal tradition. In this episode, you'll learn about three urban legends from the area. Situated a few scenic miles above the Pacific shoreline, the town of Ojai is just far enough from the bustle of Los Angeles to make it seem like any other small Ojai Valley town. There are, however, enough Halloween-caliber stories here to keep any tour company busy throughout the year. Many of these tales are centered on or around Creek Road, which runs through Ojai and beyond. Possibly the most famous ghost in town is known as Charman, whose skin hangs in cooked strips from the skull, and who reeks of burning flesh. No, this grotesque spirit wasn't the victim of some horrible backyard barbecue accident. So what happened? Accounts seem to differ on whether the man perished in a great brush fire in 1948, a downed plane, or even a car crash. Stories about him have been told in the Ojai Valley since at least the 1950s. The apparition has been sighted numerous times either near or on the Creeks Road Bridge, which is a few miles south of town near Camp Comfort County Park. He's said to startle anyone who dares to walk the road at night, and reportedly tore the leather jacket off of one terrified witness in the 1950s. One story, probably one of hundreds told around late-night campfires, says that Charman is the ghost of a man who was hiking back to his car with a can of gasoline one night. Some of the gas spilled on his clothes, and for some reason, he made the fateful decision to light up a cigarette, accidentally turning himself into a human torch. Most accounts, however, say he was a homesteader who was unable to save his family in a brush fire. Another popular tale concerns a ghost on wheels. This story also goes back to the 1950s. A motorcyclist who was trying to pass a truck on the narrow mountain turns of Creek Road was decapitated by a wayward steel beam that became dislodged from the truck bed. The incident happened so suddenly that the motorcycle sped on and passed the startled driver, who promptly had a heart attack and crashed in the ravine. The cyclist's ghost still rides at night looking for his lost head. In local lore, the unlucky biker and Charman are joined by a phantom hitchhiker and numerous ghostly mists and shadows. One late-night motorist even claimed to have seen Bigfoot in the area where Creek Road exits Highway 33. A simple nighttime drive on this twisting Creek Road, lined with gnarled oak trees, is enough to spontaneously generate many spooky tales. In light of all this, perhaps it's not strange that the Ojai Valley is also home to a vampire legend. Sometime in the 1890s, at least so the story goes, a strange visitor arrived from Europe and promptly bought a ranch near, where else, Creek Road. When cattle and then people started turning up drained of blood, settlers started to wonder about their new neighbor, who didn't seem to come calling in the daylight hours. Armed with crosses, holy water, and a wooden stake, they crept up on the creature, who was lying in a stone sarcophagus under a tree. A huge black dog tried to stop them, but the holy water sent the beast howling away in pain. Opening the heavy stone lid, the posse quickly drove the stake home and sprinkled holy water in for good measure. The vampire has not troubled the residents of the peaceful Ojai Valley since. No one seems to know where the casket is, but aficionados of the supernatural keep looking for it.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word, or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. Once that zombie herd is dead, daddy has to hack off the devil's head. And if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. When that werewolf pack goes down, daddy has to slaughter an evil clown. And after the evil clown is killed, daddy has to take on a vampire guild.